This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol. And joining me is Tracy Gregoire. It is Friday and a little bit of a dreary day outside, a little on the cooler side, but you know, hey, it's the time of the year. Whoa, that's usually never.
Can you hear me?
I can. Sorry about that.
Can I just say burr?
I know.
Look how I'm dressed right now.
You have a scarf on and a big thick sweater on with a sweater underneath
it and a long sleeve t-shirt under that and a tank top.
Yikes.
I was freezing in my house today, and then I stepped downtown, which is always seems to be like 5 degrees colder on Elm Street than it does anywhere else. It's just the wind whips through the buildings. And
it does.
So I got out of my car, and I was just even more burr. It feels more like winter to me than it does fall. But maybe that's just because I'm in shock.
Let's not go there yet. We don't need to go there yet. But our house actually, well, my dog Molly is pretty sick. She was up all night last night, which meant I was up all night last night. Daryl was up all night last night. She sleeps with us, and she's just a little 5-pound Morkie. And you know, usually she sleeps under the covers at the foot of the bed. Don't hear from her all night. It's no big deal. But
wait, how can she breathe?
Isn't it crazy? It is crazy.
It is crazy.
But that's where she sleeps. She likes to be warm because she's so tiny. And she would not go under the covers. She stayed on top, and she was shaking. And she's been sick. She's been throwing up a lot the past 2 days. And today she wouldn't eat a thing, which usually when she's sick, because she was sick a few months back. And
I remember.
Found out she has some liver thing, and she's on special medicine and then special food.
So this is unrelated.
Food. This is totally unrelated to that. But during that time when she was sick that time, she still ate. Kind of like me when I'm sick, I still eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people when they're sick, they don't
eat. Sometimes
eat.
Yeah, well, I still
eat. Not me. I still eat too.
I do too.
So Molly usually does too. But today, I mean, we were trying to coax her with snacks and treats and no way. She'd take it, put it in her mouth and bleh, stick it out. So Daryl took her to the vet, and she has some kind of pancreatitis thing. And said that, and we got to feed her white rice and some
hamburger, like the boiled
yeah, boiled dye.
Boiled,
yep.
Yeah. I've heard that before.
Bland dye.
When my dog was sick, just before, totally unrelated, he had cancer, but just before he died, he wasn't eating, and they said to give him the same thing, and he ate it.
Oh, good.
And he had not eaten anything else, so they can't turn that down, I think, typically.
Probably. And they did say, make sure she eats it, make sure she doesn't throw it up. But if she throws it up, they want her to see her right away. So hopefully that's not going to happen.
Well,
and then
I hope Molly feels better.
Yes, thank you. And then I have not been feeling very good. I found out I
you
have
hit
a,
your head.
I hit my head.
With an oxygen tank.
with an oxygen tank. My scuba gear. And I just wasn't feeling right. And I went to, well, my doctor couldn't take me, so they said, we don't want this to wait, go to the urgent care. So I went there. And I have a mild concussion. So
you were having a headache for a reason. Something going on there. Well, it's good thing you got checked out. Mm-hmm. So both you and your dog went to the doctor.
My dog is sick.
In 2 days.
Me and Molly. But anyway, let's
Well, I hope everybody in your house is better soon.
I know. So here we are. Well, we have a great show today.
We do. I'm excited about today.
I am too. Our first guest is going to be Chef Jason McCarter. He is the chef over at the Food Bank.
Yes.
He runs the Recipe for Success, and he runs a great program over there. It's wonderful. So we'll hear more about that. And then in the second hour, we'll be joined with Jen Graham of the Palace Theater.
Yes,
right,
always great
in
to
New
hear
Hampshire,
from Jen.
The historic Palace Theater. So should be a great show.
And then we also have Alex coming in after that from Cafe Lorraine.
Oh, great.
Yes, sorry. I think I forgot to tell you that.
I think you did. I have not seen Alex in a long time. And Cafe Lorraine is a cafe that opened up, I think it's been like 3 years.
I think maybe so. It's such a cool little shop.
It
and
is
you don't
very
really,
cool.
Kind of like Dancing Lion we were talking about, you walk right past it. It's really easy to just walk right
yep.
past, but it's a really nice place. I've had coffee in there. Well, I don't drink coffee, but I had tea. My mom had coffee.
Yeah.
And with my mom, and it was really just a nice little place to meet up. And
it is. And she does music sometimes at night.
I have not seen
yes,
that.
She does. And it's a little shop. It's kind of over near Function and Shaskeen and Dancing Lion Chocolates, like you just said.
They're all really close. And it's a great little area. I mean, the whole Elm Street is amazing, but that little strip right there is a lot of neat stuff there.
I recognize it because she has the red tables and chairs out front.
Mm.
So that kind of sticks out just a little bit. But yeah, okay, great. We'll be joined with Alex from Cafe Lorraine. That's wow. We definitely have a packed show. We need to get going. Let's see. What did you do last night? Did you do anything exciting?
I edited a little bit. Did some editing. I had before that. I edited. The reason I was editing is because I had a great photo shoot last night out at Lake Massabesic.
Nice.
It was a little bit windy and a little bit chilly, but, you know, we had a great time. It was beautiful shots down by the water with a beautiful pregnant mama-to-be.
Oh, good. So the baby isn't born yet.
Correct.
It's pregnant mom.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So it was beautiful, right, down by the water with the sailboats in the background. And so then I went home. So that was in the late afternoon, and then last night I went home and worked on those photos a bit. So it was a good day.
Nice. Yeah.
Already seems like so long ago. My days are a blur sometimes.
I know, believe me.
I'm like, that was yesterday.
You know what we watched last night? We stayed home because I wasn't feeling well. We, you know, made dinner at home. My Blue Apron again.
Nice.
We made a turkey chili. It had eggplant in it, onions, some lemon zest with some cheese I never heard of, sauce on top, and I'm sure Chef
which makes it really
Jason
nice when the recipes all come with everything, because sometimes when they have those weird ingredients, you don't know where to find them, and it takes you forever, so they're all right there.
Yep, they are.
Was it good?
It was delicious. Mm-hmm. I made it. I added some extra spice to it, and I probably put a little too much spice to it because it was a little spicy. But then we were in the living room and we sat down and we were, you know, trying to, you know, put the TV on and we watched Jurassic World.
I have not seen that.
You know,
I didn't realize it's out already on
it is on demand.
On demand.
Yes. And you know, he put it on and I'm like, Jurassic World? Really? Like, we're going to watch that right now? I wasn't kind of happy. But you know what?
It must be good. I heard
into it.
Yeah, I heard really good things about it. I was very surprised myself too, because I'm like, that's just a repeat.
Right.
But it was broke records. It broke
records.
I was very surprised that it broke records.
I mean, it was.
But it was good?
It's far-fetched, but, you know, it was pretty
well,
good.
Well, it's about dinosaurs. I think it's going to be far-fetched.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was like this, you know, amusement park.
Yeah.
And, it was pretty good. I was like going, we're going to watch Jurassic World, trying to be cool about it. Oh, yeah, this will be fun. But it was good. It was good.
Good. So, tell me about the chili, back to the chili real quick. You said it had eggplant in it.
Eggplant.
I've never heard of chili with eggplant.
And chickpeas.
That does not sound like chili.
Isn't that different?
It is.
Yes. Eggplant, ground turkey. It was, well, cause it was turkey. You know, and then seasoning, they had some kind of seasoning that we put in. And then it was a white cheese, and it was, you know, almost creamy, like, you know.
And so it was cooked in it, or you added on top after?
Added on top after, with some juice of a lemon and a little bit of cilantro.
That does not seem like chili.
I know. And then there was this other mixture of minced garlic, more cilantro, olive oil, salt, pepper. They called it something, too, that you put on top of the chili. You know, I thought this was the card for it. I wanted to show it to you. Yeah, I wanted to talk, and I must have. I must have left it at home. But yeah, no, it was very good. It was really good.
Sounds it. I like trying different things,
too. Fairly healthy. It was, you know, it was. Oh, and then you know what you did? You know that, like, lavash bread?
Yeah.
Flat bread. This one was round, you know, so it's not a pocket. And you took that, and this was, like, really different for, like, some breadcrumbs on top, kind of like. Well, not breadcrumbs, like little cubes. You cut them in little cubes.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of olive oil in a pan. Throw those in with some salt and pepper and seasonings. And I put a little cayenne in there, too.
Of course you did.
I know. I'm bad. And saute that up a little so they got brown. And then
salt.
And
they're like a little crunchy?
They were, yes.
And then you put it on top?
You put those on top of the chili. Isn't that a great idea?
Okay, I need that recipe. Of course, I'll never be able to find the cheese in the grocery store, so I guess I'll have to Blue Plate.
Market Basket has a really good section, you know, where their cheeses are, and they have a good ethnic section. And you know, we'll have to ask Chef Jason.
Okay.
I bet you he'll know.
All right. Well, we might have to get that recipe from him.
It's L-E-B-A-N-O-H, Lebanon or Lebanon, something like that. But anyway, So let's do the food holiday.
Okay.
And then we're going to go on break and get Chef Jason in here.
What is it?
Food holiday today is national. I never heard of this. French fried scallops. French fried. I
mean, never
isn't
heard of
it
that.
Usually fried scallops.
So yeah.
I don't know, but it's national.
I think it's the same thing.
French fried scallops day, and it is also World Day for Farmed Animals.
Oh,
so
funny story about farmed animals.
Go ahead.
Driving in, listening to a commercial about Deerfield Fair.
That's this weekend. Do you believe that?
No, and I'm surprised it's the first commercial I've heard about it as well. Older gentleman.
I haven't heard it either.
Elder gentleman talking about it, and he's talking about coming by to see the mini barn. But it 100% sounds like he's saying mini bar. And he says, bring the kids over to see the mini bar.
<That's>
like
funny.
That just doesn't sound right.
Oh,
but
God,
I'm sure he was saying, bring the kids over to see the mini barn.
Barn. It must be like the petting thing or something or other. But I can't, you know, and unfortunately, I don't think they're going to have a good weekend. Isn't it supposed to rain this weekend?
I don't know.
No? Okay, well, good.
Well, let's look.
Looking like Hurricane Joaquin is going to miss New Hampshire. So
good. Oh, excellent.
Thank you, J-Dog. At least somebody is up
J-Dog
on the weather.
J-Dog is in the house today. How are you, J-Dog?
All right. Going to be a rather busy weekend here at the Pulse.
Why? What's going on?
Tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Ken is broadcasting tomorrow.
Yes, on the Country Spirit and the Old Henniker on Earth tomorrow from 10 to noon. And then at 1, NEC Rugby. Yes, rugby on the radio.
Whoa.
You wouldn't get that anywhere else as the two-time defending national champion NEC Pilgrims hosts the UMass Minutemen. So it's Pilgrims versus Minutemen in rugby.
Interesting.
And then Sunday, I'm in Durham for the I'm going to PA announce my first ever men's UNH hockey game. I've been doing the women's hockey games.
Yeah, good for you,
so,
J-Dog.
Yes,
fun.
They host St. Francis Xavier. It's a college in Nova Scotia, Canada, and an exhibition matchup at 4 p.m. at the Whittemore Center in Durham. So I'm super nervous, but my kind of nervousness is I get nervous for 2 days before it happens or 2 or 3 days before it happens. And then the day it happens, I'm not nervous anymore. That's just how I deal.
Good.
So.
You're lucky.
Awesome.
Usually it's right up to the very moment.
Yeah,
for me.
No. But even when I was a kid, there were times where I didn't want to, like when I was a little kid in the early 90s, I didn't know how to swim and I was being taught how to swim. I was nervous those 3 days be up until then. But when the day happened, I was okay. So.
Well, good. Good. Oh, that's good for you. I'm excited for you. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, you are listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 The Pulse. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. We are going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we are going to have Chef Jason McCarter of the New Hampshire Food Bank, Recipe for Success, and anything food that has to do with the food. Well, anything food that has to do with the food bank. That kind of doesn't make too much sense.
I think it all has to do with the food bank.
It does have to do with the
with
food
bank
and other things that they do. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Tracy Gregoire.
Hi, hi.
We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. You can come on down, have some lunch at Midtown Cafe. She has a great pumpkin soup today, which, as people know, is not one of my favorite things. But my mother had some upstairs, and she loved it. She actually went back for a second. So there we go. And we are in studio. We are going to be talking with they're getting his microphones all set here.
I think we're good now.
We're good now. All right, great. We are in studio with Chef Jason McCarter of the Food Bank. You run the Recipe for Success over there. Welcome to Food for Thought.
Thank you very much, Carol. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I think this is the first time you've been on the show, right?
This is, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cool. I mean, I know I've been to your kitchen a couple of times, which it is a beautiful kitchen.
We're very proud.
Yeah.
Very proud of our space.
Where is that located?
It's over on 700 East Industrial Park Drive.
Okay.
We're not far from where Granger and the newspaper are.
Yep.
It was the old TBI warehouse.
There you go.
A lot of people remember that.
Now, how many years have you been at the new location?
That's a good question. I think a little over 5. Now,
is it
I
that many years?
Or it's around 5.
Oh, wait, I've been there because you guys did the can with the soup can.
The nothing cans.
The nothing cans.
Yes.
And that's where I had to drop it off. So I know exactly where you are. Okay.
They still do the Nothing Cans.
We did the Nothing Can campaign this year.
Yep.
I think that was the third year.
It was very clever. I liked it. Yeah. My kids liked it too, getting involved in it as well.
It's always great to teach your kids and get them involved.
Definitely. I actually have two Nothing Cans up in my corporate office upstairs. So, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. And so tell us about, for those tuning in that may not know a whole lot about the food bank, because, you know, I do have to admit, because I've had Melanie, who is the director of the food bank. She's been on my show a couple of times. Way back when I used to do it on Sundays. So we're talking, it was when you were in the old location right here in downtown Manchester. I was so embarrassed that I had really did not know a whole lot about the food bank. And she had given me a tour of it, and my eyes were just wide open. So for those listeners out there that you know, may not know about the food bank or have heard about it.
I think there's a lot of them. I think myself included, I didn't know a lot either.
Yeah. It's very, very important for the state of New Hampshire. So maybe you can give us a little background on the food bank.
Absolutely. And don't feel bad about that. You know, I've lived in a state since I was 10, I think it was 25 years until I realized what the food bank was and who they were and what they did and for the amount of population that they were doing it for. So, and that's why I'm there now. I'm kind of glued to it.
And you've been there for a while.
I've been there. I think this year will be 8 years.
Good for
eight
you.
8 years. Yeah. Got to start the Recipe for Success program, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
Yeah.
But the food bank's been around for a long time. And what we do is we are the main warehouse of donated and purchased foods that goes out to agencies across the state. So we have over 400 member agencies around the state, and some of them are on a delivery cycle where our trucks go out and deliver pallets of food to them, and others are smaller agencies or more local agencies, and they come in and shop. They might order ahead of time, and we pick an order for them to pack in their vehicles, and then they shop in one of the areas of the warehouse. Through the course of a month, over 400 agencies are getting at least one delivery. Some of them are getting multiple deliveries or pickups during that time. Last year, over 11 million pounds of food. I mean, that's just, it's astonishing.
It is astonishing.
What goes through the building. And what I've seen since my time at the food bank, where I think my first year, I think we were just breaking 5 million pounds. And it's one of those awkward situations where you're really happy.
You're happy about it, but yet you're thinking, oh my gosh, there's that many families out there that need this.
Yeah, the goal would be for us to put ourselves out of business, and tackle hunger and end this so people don't have to go to bed hungry. It's just getting bigger and bigger of an issue, to deal with.
Can you talk a little bit about where that 11 million pounds of food comes from?
A little bit. I don't have a lot of specifics. We purchase a lot. A lot of the food, folks are very kind, and we get grant money and a lot of donations, big and small, from individuals and companies, and they use a lot of that money to purchase food, and we're able to purchase food at a pretty low rate. And if you go on to the website, it's really informative, the New Hampshire Food Bank's website.
Awesome website.
You can see the virtual food drive, and you can see some of the staple items that we always stock for our agencies to order, and it's part of their boxes that they build for their clients. Peanut butter and tuna fish and things like that.
But you can actually go on and order.
You
can go right to nhfoodbank.org, and if you're interested in donating or volunteering is big over there.
Right.
But you literally can. There's a whole list of food, and you go shopping. You say, okay, I'm going to get this, and I'm going to get this, and I'm going to get this, and you pay for it and done. It's pretty cool.
And you'll see the in the volume that we're able to purchase, you'll see that what you might have spent, on four containers of peanut butter at the store, we might be able to buy a case of 12.
Right.
And so you'll see the economies of scale there. I think, when you're going to the grocery store and you have your children with you and you see that box of food on the way out the door, that is priceless. It's a priceless moment to be able to teach your family about giving back.
That's right.
But when you're more able and you've got the the credit card in hand and you're able to go online and spend some time, you can make another donation and stretch those dollars even further.
So when you say order, you mean go in as a regular
donator.
As a donator, order what you want to pay. pay for. I see. Right. Okay.
Right. It's really cool.
Yeah, that is really
it's
neat.
It's like a virtual.
It's easy really cool. way to volunteer and donate your time and your money.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like a little, a different way rather than just, writing a check and, kind of cool. I like it.
We got you off topic.
Yeah, I know we did.
We did. That's my fault.
That was me interrupting.
We were talking about the 11 million pounds that goes out to the state.
And so you would think that we probably have a staff of 50 people over there, and it's not. We're just over 20, I think, maybe 24 now of full-time employees, and we have a great crew of AmeriCorps Vistas that help us out, and we have a lot of volunteers, and the volunteer is just it's the energy of the warehouse. It's the energy of what we do. Last year we logged in almost 18,000 hours of volunteer time. And if any day you come through the warehouse, we have this big sorting room, and the same group of fantastic, wonderful people are in there, and they're in there 4 or 5 days a week, and it's like a full-time job for them. And they come in and give of themselves, and some of them have been there for a long time, over 10
That's
years.
Nice. So it's amazing.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You walk through the building, you feel you automatically feel happy that you're there.
Very humble.
And that you're part of something. You know.
Is there a minimum age requirement to volunteer?
So I think for the basic volunteers, if you're going to come in and perform a function at a warehouse, you've got to be 18 years or older. We do have some activities, and you can find them on the website when they're coming up. They have kids' days where they'll do a bunch of different activities with kids, and so parents can bring their kids in. We do have a family sort room. That was one of the additions that we made when we moved to the bigger facility. So it's kind of a safe room outside of the warehouse, so there's no forklift traffic and things like that going on.
That's
so
nice.
We can bring in kids that with their parental supervision, and they can perform a function.
That's really nice. A lot of times, kids and parents are looking for something that they can all go do as a family, and so it's great to have that addition. I like that idea.
Tyler and I, my son Tyler, he was probably 15 at the time, maybe 16. I think 15 though. He wasn't driving. And maybe he was even 14. Now he's 21, so see how fast time flies by. But it was on Saturday mornings at JFK where you do the food drive.
Right.
And that was the most humbling experience that I have ever done. We did it a couple of times, and to see Tyler, you can go with your kids. You can let Melanie know or Jason know or somebody at the food bank. There's all like farmers that go, right? And they have their food that they set up, and people come, and they just come in line and they get food. They go right down the line, and we were in charge of juices, or it was some kind of drinks. And they instructed us to make sure you only give, one case or box, whatever it was, per family. Mm-hmm. Only do one, And to watch my son giving another child his age food, and then the other child saying, "Do you think we can get two of these?" And then my son like looks at me like,
"What do I do?"
Yeah, I'm like,
"Yeah."
just
don't say no.
Just give it to him. Like, it was that. I can have tears in my eyes right now. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. Yeah. That was something.
Those are important moments.
It is very important
so
moments
it can't
for
all
him
be,
to see that.
You know, it can't all be credit card clicks and things like that. There has to be some real person to person connection.
Yes.
To solve this. This hunger problem we have.
And kids, the statistics on kids are, it's scary.
I have this highlighted here because it's one of those things when you go down a list of statistics that, they just all become numbers and they get jumbled up and they just get looked over really fast. But this one's startling. 42,170 children. 42
in New Hampshire. That's just in New Hampshire.
That
is scary. They go home hungry from school, and they're hungry all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
That is terrible.
So it's a big business. It's a big organization. Our parent organization, we are a program of Catholic Charities New Hampshire.
Right.
So they help us out enormously with all of their parishioners all over the state and donations and underwriting things, to help us continue on in our movement. And so they're an integral part of what we do. A while back, I think over 8-9 years ago, we started looking at different programs that we could begin at the food bank and just start to shorten the lines. You know, giving food out is very helpful. It's very useful. It's very immediate, but it's very temporary. And we wanted to try to look at solutions that would shorten those lines. And so we developed a bunch of programs. One of them, the food bank had already had in place at the time, and that's our Cooking Matters program. And that's it's a national partnership with Share Our Strength. You've probably heard of Share Our Strength before. And locally, it's supported by Hannaford's. Nationally, Walmart is a big sponsor of it. And that is a statewide nutrition education and literacy program. So we have a small staff of folks at the food bank that they're all, you know, registered dietitians some of our AmeriCorps Vistas. They go out in the community all over the state, and they'll set up a six-week series. And they find a volunteer chef from that area and a volunteer nutrition student, usually. And they go in and they teach a set curriculum. And those, it could be designed just for parents. It could be designed just for kids. It could be a side-by-side program with parents and their children. It could be a teen program. And it's all about, you know, basic nutrition, basic food preparation skills, how to shop on a budget, and use if you're you know, receiving SNAP funding, how to use those dollars wisely.
That's important.
Know, buying a whole chicken and cutting it down and making a soup and making two different dinners,
you know?
And how to
do
it. Yeah. Now, you know, when I grew up, my mom wasn't a fancy cook, but you know, she made her way around the dinner table and we always helped. It wasn't an option. You always
and
had
the
to
chicken
be in the kitchen
wasn't
to help
wasted.
No,
I remember
every
that
piece
with
of
my
it.
Grandmother.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I think you could probably ask some young kids today what a wishbone looks like, and they wouldn't know.
They have no idea. Yeah, we used to do that. We used to fight over the wishbone.
Yeah, we did too.
Thing would sit on the counter until it got all nice and dry.
That was so. And you're right. Kids today would be like, "What the heck's a wishbone?
Right. Where is it? I don't know."
Families don't do that anymore, and you are so right.
Yeah, and it's a shame. So those cooking series are just fantastic. The participants come in; they get 2 hours with the volunteer chef and nutrition student. They prepare a meal all together. They sit down and eat, and then they clean up. And the best part is they get the groceries to take home, so that they can do it again.
Perfect.
Before the next class. And so they get fed twice. So it's a six-week series, but they get 12 meals out of it, and they've learned something from it. They've ventured out a little bit. They've
gone
into an uncomfortable
space
at home and tried something new. They had a little experience, and they got to practice it a little bit more. They come back the next week. They ask some more questions, or maybe they had some variations that they tried, and everybody else in the class, you know, can hear all the different variations and things that people have done, and it gets people excited.
So for listeners out there that are listening that may be interested in doing this program, need to do this program, or they know someone that does, they can go to nhfoodbank.org and find out more information or give them a call.
Yep, you can contact the link there for the Cooking Matters program.
Cooking Matters program. You're listening to Food for Thought, 107.7 The Pulse, or WTPLFM.com, powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. We are going to go on a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk with Chef Jason about his recipe for success.
Beautiful.
We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol, and joining me is Tracy Gregoire.
Hi, hi.
And are you going to give a little shout-out
to
some
sponsors? Yeah, a couple of our sponsors here. Ipswich Clam Bake at 791 2nd Street in Manchester. ipswichclambake.com for fresh local seafood and catering. And Casey's Rib Shack, famous hickory-smoked award-winning Southern Pit Barbecue at 837 2nd Street in Manchester, and online at ribshack.net. And Star Dental at 50 South Main Street in Manchester at stardentalmanchester.com.
There we go. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we are in studio with Chef Jason McCarter. He is the chef over at the food bank. You can check them out on the web at nhfoodbank.org. And you run the Recipe for Success. So before, well, we have a good like 5 minutes or so. So we get some time. I'd love for the listeners to hear more about Recipe for Success.
Thank you. Recipe for Success is an 8-week free culinary arts program. It's a job readiness program for folks that are unemployed or underemployed, that just can't seem to make you know, the living wage that they need to pay the utilities and buy food. And again, it's one of those things we're looking to try to shorten the lines and help people so that they're not accessing the emergency food system. During the 8 weeks that they spend with us, it's Monday through Friday from 8 to 3. We go through all sorts of culinary topics, you know, the basics of cooking and sautéing and braising and searing and boiling and steaming and those types of things. A lot of knife work and a lot of food safety knowledge. We teach the National Restaurant Association's ServSafe program, both the employee version before they step foot in the kitchen, and then they get the manager's version over the next 5 weeks. And if they pass that exam, they get that level of certification.
A big deal.
It is a big deal. Yeah, it's really what people, what customers ought to demand of the industry.
All of our managers have that, so yeah, it's important.
What a wonderful program to be able to go into that when you don't have a certain skill set and come out with that and be able to get a job.
Right. And we have all sorts of folks that come through the program. And it could be just right out of high school. They just turned 18 and they didn't have a direction yet. But they thought cooking might be the thing for them. To folks that have been in an industry for 30, 40 years. We've had students up in their 70s that come through the program and they're not quite ready for retirement yet. They can't retire yet. They don't have
the funds.
And
then with the economy got laid off, you may...
We've had a lot of industry changes around the Manchester area here with mills closing and some of the tech jobs going out. And so it's important for people to have those abilities to get retrained into something else. And food is something that I think we all have a hand in. Mm-hmm. We all have our favorite chili recipe at home that we're good at or something. And something that brings people joy. And it's something that's always brought me joy. I've been in the kitchens now for a little over 30 years.
Jason.
And it's something that I love to do, you know.
So if somebody's interested in that, what's the process or the application or the waiting time or the cost? Is any cost related to it?
There is no cost. It is entirely free. We provide the uniforms, the books, everything that they need. You have to attend one of two information sessions. And so every 8 weeks we start a new class. So it's just like having a new staff all over again every 8 weeks. The next information session is on Thursday, October 8th. And we have another one the following week on Tuesday, October 13th. Either one of those dates at 9 a.m. at the food bank. You come in and you kind of get the spiel of the whole program, take a tour of the facility, and then we'll do one-on-one interviews with folks. It's a really short application. They can get the application online if they go to the nhfoodbank.org. And there's lots of frequently asked questions there. But it's a really fun class. It's not an easy class. It's an 8-week introduction. So
expect to come in and work and be ready to learn.
Right.
And
to the tune of about 3,000 meals a week, we prepare for agencies that the food bank serves.
Wow.
So we provide after-school meals for the Boys and Girls Club right here in Manchester, the Boys and Girls Club in Concord. We just started the Boys and Girls Club in Salem. Another one in Laconia is coming on soon. We have a halfway house that we provide lunch and dinner 2 7-days a week. And then agencies from Keene to the seacoast can order food through us. And we prepare it, refreeze it, and it goes out on their deliveries.
And you should see that kitchen.
So the people who are cooking and doing this are actually helping as well.
That's right. So it's a full
That's
circle.
Even better.
Yeah. And so coming in, if you've been unemployed and you don't feel great about yourself or your ability to help yourself or your family, you know, it's a hard time in someone's life. And so being able to give back at the same time as they're getting the education, they almost forget that they're getting an education.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the students get so involved with giving that they forget how much they're getting until the end, and it's kind of cool to watch how much taller they are when they leave the building than when they came in. Yeah.
Is there a maximum amount of people who can take each 8-week program?
We like to cut off around 15. Mm-hmm. It's myself and our other chef, Chef Paul, and so for the two of us up there to give everybody everything that we've got, I think over 15 would spread us a little thin. Yeah.
Well, See thank you for sharing that. I had no idea that existed. I'm sure a lot of people didn't either.
We need to have you back a little bit more often.
All right.
I agree.
Because, we could keep talking and talking. I mean, just to talk about the facility that they have over there is just beautiful. And to go and get a tour of the food bank is crazy. It is amazing. Yeah. Opens your eyes up big time.
Jason, thank you for all that information.
Thanks
definitely want to have you back.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. You are listening to The Pulse. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we'll be with Jen Graham of Palace Theatre Manchester. We'll be right back.